What's a name for an unlicensed alcoholic drink?
Unlicensed?
Yeah, like you make it in your backyard and you don't let anybody know about it.
Huh.
Well, they make it in the, you know, the hillbillies make it.
Hooch. the hard corn thing is a corn dodger?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Very good. What about something that you would bake, and it has lots of different kinds of food in it, but all together they all taste really good, and you bring it to a party? What do you call that?
Hors d'oeuvres? No, not...
No, my dad makes one. He makes
casserole.
Yeah, casserole, right. In the north they call it a different name. They call it a, do you know, covered dish. Have you heard that? Covered dish.
They call it just covered dish?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well,
yeah.
They use that term here, or did, covered dish supper.
Huh.
Was different from a box lunch supper.
When did they use that term?
You know, covered dish?
Yeah.
Well, because every dish you brought was either...
No, but I mean when? When? What time period was that?
Well, in my when I was a child or in my teens, the church would have a covered dish supper once a month.
That's so interesting.
And then schools, to raise money, would have girls would fix up a shoebox,
mm-hmm.
Cover it with paper, and pack a lunch for two in it, and take it, tie it with a bow, and the boys would all bid on that, and then they'd sit down and eat with their.
How cute.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get boys to do that these days.
Well, they would take they'd watch the girls as they walked in, you know, and they'd know mm-hmm. which box, and there might be two or three people bidding on one box so they could sit down and eat with that girl.
How cute. If we want to cook a meal outside,
mm-hmm.
we call that a...
cookout.
Mm-hmm.
Picnic.
Is there a... Could the name barbecue... I mean, barbecue to you, what does that mean?
Using a grill for meat.
Mm-hmm.
Marinated meat, usually a lot of spicy basting of the meat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. When you get up in the morning, you're tired and you want to brew some...
coffee.
Yeah.
Stimulant. Caffeine.
What are some things that you can make with coffee as an ingredient?
Oh, well, there's frosting for a cake using coffee,
mm-hmm.
and or actually put it in coffee cake. It would have to be, you brew strong coffee and use that for the liquid
mm-hmm.
in the coffee cake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you mash up apples and put them in a jar, you call that?
Applesauce.
Yep. Okay, out on the farm or ranch, those fences that have two, like say you have two posts, and between the posts you have other posts running between them.
The fence?
Yeah, it's a type of fence.
Rail yeah. fence.
Okay, that's good. The place where you keep horses is called the...
corral.
Mm-hmm. And a place you put the cows out to...
pasture.
Mm-hmm. And you would keep corn, if you weren't keeping it in a silo, you'd keep it in a smaller...
crib.
What's a corn crib?
Corn crib, it's a place, it's a wooden enclosure that would have air coming in and out so the corn would dry.
Okay. How big is it, about?